listening now. Who's listening in? Somebody probably. Who cares? Don't care. We keep going. We're going to get this thing on the road and roll up because something crazy's going on, man. Other than the fact that guy's dead. But apparently he's 45. I did not know this. So, yep. Yeah. He did to himself. He's 45. He should know. Just kidding. Nah, it sucks. Stephen Bonner is, did I know him, but I just remember his fights were pretty fun to watch. I think he fought for a belt a couple times. Once, at least. I think he fought Anderson Silva out there one time, right? Didn't he fight? I don't know. He had a good career. I see all these guys paying his respects. It's not their fault either, just to get on it. You know, I tell Bigfoot, you know, I tell him in RW, and I tell the guys, I say, hey, you know, Sunita, you know, they try to have so, those promoters, they have so many other fighters under their wing, you know, but, it's hard, it's tough, difficult. They got their own lives to worry about, too. They can't just babysitting people all the time. So, you just don't shit on him, though. If you shit on him once in the past, like maybe when he was having troubles there, you know, that was pretty sucky, but he probably shit on you a lot, too. Probably said some bad shit to ya. Bye. People do what they do. Don't mean what they mean, no. Doesn't mean that's what they mean. Let's get on the other stuff. Let's get out of it. Let's go off of it. In it. Out of it. In of it. Out of it. Out of it. And, oh, by the way, the first one that came out, I don't know how this happened, possibly. Don't know, but I know it was acting frickety. And, I'll go and push that out. Maybe somebody was trying to protect me. Or they were just sabotaging me. I go to sabotage. If you protect me, then let me do what I'm saying. Let me do what I'm doing. Because I can't hide me. You can't hide the fact of the person you are. Yeah, I say what I said. I mean what I meant then. When you're sober, you mean what you mean, right? It's when you're drunk and high when you say crazy things that you might not mean. Of course, I was angry. Or not me, but RW was. Yeah. So we're back. We're here. And we're going to talk about this, because this is craziness. I don't know what the hell's going on in this world. Other than the fact the Lions got beat. By the way, we'll get on that. But the Lions got beat. They got beat. They put gloves on that guy. They had Jared Goff wearing gloves. And then they said, well, stick them. Stick those gloves, too. And the ball got that stick. It was good. Good thing though, because I think he was fumbling the one when he had those gloves on. And he stuck it to the left and it got stuck there. And he didn't fumble it. It was pretty cool. He was about to fumble it, but the sticky glove thing worked. But the only thing that didn't work is he couldn't throw the ball. He couldn't throw the ball with those gloves on. And the fact that they finally got him later in the game, I think, I don't remember wearing the first glove. If they was, I do remember hearing that they couldn't get him the right size of gloves. They had to find a baby gap around, put him on his hands. Baby gapped him, and he finally got those gloves on, and it sucked. He sucked. He felt like a baby out there. Felt like a child. Well, he was horrible. It was bad. Yeah. He's Jared Goff. He's got little hands. They couldn't find the right gloves. Got the gloves on. It was too late. Too late, and he couldn't throw the ball either. It might have been too tight. He couldn't find his extra small to fit. The baby gap extra large was just too small. It was just weird. He was having trouble. Having trouble with those gloves, I think. That's the thing, that's what happened. But the fact is, we can win those two last games, and we're probably not going to win the Super Bowl. Apparently, after the story I told, next year, will be the year the curse is released and over, because the curse started and whenever that day. Yep, it's going to be next year. But then, of course, there goes my Jacksonville Jaguars pick. Okay, just take that away and go Jacksonville Jaguars versus Detroit Lions in the Super Bowl 24. Do it, whatever the hell the name or number of that Super Bowl is. That's who's playing. That's what's happening. Done deal. Sealed and dealed and delivered. I said it, I'm E.T. And I rule the show. And the show must go on. Hellfire and brimstone. I like that one. Now, who said that? Oh, Undertaker did. We can't take that from him, though. We can't take it from Mean Mark. Mad Mark. Mean Mark. He doesn't mind when people steal his stuff, though. I saw him in the Hall of Fame speech. He doesn't mind when people steal his stuff. He told Glenn Jacobs that you stole your whole career. Stole every movie from me. I didn't care. So, yeah, he don't care. Hellfire and brimstone. Here we go. This is just nuts because I don't know. This is going to be an MMA thing. I'm not sure if I'm going to go over these fights because I don't know anybody in them yet, but maybe I will do that for the week. It'll give me some content to put on this show for the week and for some podcasts that are not live and stupid, where nobody even knows what the hell I'm talking about unless it was taped or during the game, live during the game, and then I became a legend. Legendary commentator, like much like John Madden was, much like John Gruden was until you guys sabotaged him, and much like Tony Romo was getting to. Very good. Very good. Chris Collinsworth, yep, he's legendary. Al Michaels, legendary. But those are I'm talking the color guys. I'm talking the color, the game runners. Not the guys who just have the script and they're telling the script off the thing and the thing, the bang, the wang, the bang. Not that. Talk about the pros that were in the game and they came and talked the game and they did that really good. Very weird. So, anyway, basically, like the bad guy, like Lord Chael Sonnen over there, he was in the game, and he does the game, he talks the game, he is the game. Daniel Cormier, I don't know, there was somebody out there I was trying to think of. Oh, Anthony Smith's good. Michael Bisping's good. They're all good. They're all good. Dominic Cruz, all good. They're all great. All gravy. But nobody's a Johnny Anik. Kenny Florian, good. Randy Couture, good. They're all great. They do it. They didn't get hit in the head that many times to ruin their lives. I don't know. I'm not making excuses for somebody either, you know. You know they got problems and issues and they die and it sucks. And now I'm just mad because somebody died. I hate to see people die from this addiction and disease because that's what it is. You can't just give them 30 days and say, hey, you're going to be better. If you're not better, it's 30 days of rehab. We probably rehab twice in 30 days, man. It should be fine. Oh, okay, huh? Who taught you about health and addictions? You don't deal with them, you never had them. Some of these people even started their addictions because of the sport they were in. They got hurt, they got injured, they couldn't get off of it. Then they got hit in the heads a lot. I don't know, football players, anybody, baseball players who got a fastball hit right in their head, you know, that could happen, I don't know. Usually that kills them, though. But, wow, the game. So here we go, we're going to do this, because this is just nuts. I don't know who the hell this company or people they think they are, somehow they call themselves USA Today. USA Today, that's me. I'm a USA Today guy, I'm gonna run some rankings out with the MMA junkie. I'm gonna be an MMA junkie. Well, MMA junkie, it's junk. It's junk. USA Today is junk. How does this even make sense? I don't know how you fathom that it even made this sense. This makes sense of nothing. This doesn't even make sense. This is, if anything didn't make sense, this possibly would be a thing that made no sense in the world. I'm just telling you, basically, like, you know, everything. So just, here it is. MMA Junkie decided to put out a couple days ago, I think, and great for the next new year, their big rankings for, let's see, a pound for pound. Let's run this pound for pound ranking that they got. Mind you, it must be just pound for pound for men. Not obviously putting women in here, or obviously don't think any woman like Shevchenko might not be one of the pound for pound greatest fighters in the world. I don't know. When she lost, when did she lose? Oh, Amanda Nunez. Oh, well, then where's she at? You know, these people, I don't know. They're gone. They're not here. They don't get put on this pound-for-pound list. Why does it just have to be, if it's pound-for-pound, that means it's pound-for-pound, weight-for-weight, gender-for-gender. We're putting you all in, but they don't get to make it. But Davison Figueiredo does. Davison Figueiredo sure gets to make that pound-for-pound list, even though he's not the champion because he claimed he couldn't make it. Well, let's just run the list down. We'll run the list down because you know number one, coming in at number one. Ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom. Alexander Volkanovski. He's only number one up until, let's see what the date is, February 11th. February 11th, he's going to lose his number one status. He probably dropped to number two. And yet they still won't put Islam as the number one. They're probably going to put one of these other bums in there. They'll probably move it. Oh my lord, what is going on here? Because you want to know who number two is? This obviously got put out after these losses. I don't disagree with Volkanovski being number one right now. Why? How couldn't he be? He doesn't lose. He lost a long, long time ago. Who knows when? He was fighting a heavyweight down all the way to 145. Now, he don't lose. He is the number one pound for pound. You can't argue that right now. If John Jones decided to come back, he would definitely be the number one. If they didn't ban you, how long has this guy been out? How long does it take to get the heavyweight, John? They said they only tested you four times last year. They said he only got tested four times for steroids last year. PEDs. For PEDs, he wasn't, yeah, I mean, why are you still out this long? You should have been taking them. You should be jacked up the way up to heavyweight. You should be good. Good, man. Where are you? He's still not here. Not there. Nowhere. And he's not even in the rankings because they cut you out after 24 months. You're no good enough. 24 months, we don't believe you're a fighter anymore. We still believe you're a fighter. You're off. So here we go. Coming at number two. Jamroll, who do you think it is? It's again, you're never going to guess it. You will not guess this one. Nobody would. No, but it's Kamaru Usman. Shockingly, surprisingly, yes, it's Kamaru. They're saying he was winning the fight. He won. Got kicked out, knocked out. Which, by the way, I'm starting to think he got set up. That was not a fixed fight, by the way. I had to tell Bigfoot and RW to stop saying it because it wasn't. I watched it. Three times again. Me, ET, too, when I was there down. He got played. He got played like a fiddle. Even after the fourth round, when they were acting like me, I was like, I can't beat him. He's crying already. I can't beat this guy. And the coach, his coach, like, slapped him, and said, Ian! You gotta knock him out, Leon! And Leon goes, how am I gonna do it? Trick him! He goes, I've been tricking him. He's still kicking my ass, though. Maybe he is better than me on my feet. I'm trying to trick him. I took him down once. I'm flying here. And then I let him rack my face all over the place. For three more rounds, literally clubbing me. How can he still stand? He should be not gassed out by now. No, he didn't. He wasn't. And what happened was, well, he just came out the fifth round and just stood there. And Leon drew him into a sleep and kicked him in the head and knocked him out. But yet, Kamaru Usman is number two. I'm telling you, rope and dope him. That's a rope and dope if you've never seen a rope and dope. And where's the people not saying that? Because if you go back, he even posted, I knew that kick was, I knew I was practicing to get this kick on him. I just couldn't get it because he was in my face too close. I had to back him out and get him in here. I did it. He did it. He did it. He got it. He got it done. And he won. I think he won round one. How bad the fight was? Couldn't have been that bad. He dominated Kamaru in round one. He literally almost choked him to death. Kamaru even had to give a thumbs up and say he was okay. I'm just saying. That could have been 10-8, but they don't give those anymore. But yeah, there you go. Kamaru fell into a false belief that he could fight the guy on his feet, and next thing you know, he's fighting a striker who's the best striker in the weight and kicked him in the head. And yet, that guy's not ranked number two in pound for pound. So, hey, there you go. There you go. And they're claiming George Masvidal? Can he not fight? He should never fight. Now, this is so funny about this. I mean, let's get on to number three here in a second, because you're not going to believe that one either. This could be craziness. But here we go. George Masvidal is never fighting again. If you're going off the lines of what everybody says in life about their sports, and if somebody sucker punches somebody outside of the game, they don't ever fight again. They've been banned and abolished. So you really think this George Masvidal is going to ever come back and fight? George Masvidal needs to admit that this was a staged setup, and Kobe Covington could not have possibly had brain damage because he... How does he get hit in the head for a living, and yet my one punch, after I punched him two times in that fight, I thought I hit him a couple times in that fight. I didn't think me hitting him outside will give him brain damage. I don't know these things, man. I think I got set up, and now I'm all set up, and I'm out of fight. Maybe I was gambling. We don't know. There's another guy that just got busted for gambling. We'll see. Here we go. Number three. I'm just saying, that's George Masvidal. If you think he's going to be coming back for a title fight, that's going to give a lot of repercussions. Okay? You got to figure this legal thing out and come back and tell the people that this was false and phony. Me and him are actually best friends, and we were trying to make people want to watch our fight because nobody wants to watch our Kobe fight. For some reason, nobody likes to watch Kobe Covington fight. I don't get it. I don't know it. I'm saying, how's he not an exciting fighter to watch? I like the way he fights. I think Kobe needs to smack himself back in the head and make his brain damage go away and come back and take on Leon. I want you, Leon. How would George get that fight over a Kobe? And why is nobody fighting Khamzat? Anyway, we're going to number three. Those are questions that need to be answered. And we'll answer them in 2023. Here we go, because UFC's not on until back again until then. So anyway, here we go. Number three. Bing, 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 ring, bing, ring, ring. It's Israel Adesanya. Sonya. Hey, to say, how can you put him above Alex Pereira in anything? Alex Pereira has beaten him twice and won in their sport in kickboxing. And now he's came over and beaten him in his sport, which was MMA. But yet, no, Israel Adesanya didn't happen. He was winning all around. He was kicking his ass and tail and nails. Okay, just much like he was doing the one time he got knocked out in his fight in the kickboxing. I guess he was winning that fight too when he got knocked out. Just saying, Israel, don't get hit by the guy and you got him. Jeez, it's easy as peasy. You gotta go 25 minutes without getting hit with a left hook. Huh? Can't do it. Too hard. I'm Israel. I like to fight on my feet. I like to do these things. He's good. He could have been the number one, but that's what happened. Now he moved to number three somehow, even though he's not the world champ. And I can't imagine him being the number one in his weight class. I can't imagine Kamaru being the number one in his weight class. We'll get there in a second. Hey, number four. Who's this? This guy should actually be number two right now in my book. Number two. Because he did recently lose, but he came back and got the win on there. But he is fighting over a one, and he was traded for one of the greatest fighters of all time, and it was Ben Askren. They traded him, they made him, and they berated him. And now he's at number four in the one, and he fights for one fighting championships. And his name is Demetrius. I don't know if he goes by Mighty Mouse anymore, but he's Mighty Mouse Johnson. If you don't think he's one of the top of ever that's ever fought in the game, then you have a newsflash. Go watch him fight. Watch what he did to the UFC. They had to trade him. Nobody wanted to fight. Nobody was willing to fight him anymore. They had to run a tournament with all the champions in every organization and promotion. And they did it before! They have done this. They have done this. Why do we not do this? Put him in a house. Put him in a house. Or run the tournament. It's the ultimate. It can't be called the Ultimate Fighter, but it's got to be called the ultimate of the ultimate of the greatest. It's a mixed martial art fighter. We're going to do each weight class one time a year, and we're going to figure this damn thing out. And in a year, we'll figure out that weight class. Next time, we'll figure out that weight class. Next time, we'll figure out that weight class. But there's every organization, every promotion. The winner gets it all. The winner gets said to be done as a world champion of all champions. And they give him a belt that he gets to carry around for until he actually loses. And then that belt goes away because we're not going to give it to the guy who beat him because he didn't get to go. He didn't go through all the others. So it's just like not a belt you wear. It's just a belt that goes hanging on a wall. Basically like that belt that George Masvidal's got. Because he's bad. He's a bad man. Anyway, next fight. Oh, this guy's even better. How is this guy up here? Does he even fight? I don't think this guy fights. I think this guy quit fighting. I think he has quit fighting. And his name's Francis Ngannou. He's number five. Now, we could put him there if he was a fighter. If he was fighting, I'm telling you one thing, he ain't gonna fight that Russian dude. He gonna come back and fight that guy. I gotta punch him in his face and put him to sleep. I am telling you that will happen, because I think Francis has been put down before. Has he not been put to sleep before? Somebody maybe have not. Stipe, I don't know. I don't know, he's got three losses. But I'm telling you this. I'm telling you this and I'm telling you that. What's that guy's name? I don't know. He's not ranked. We'll get to him when we go to the heavyweights. He's something. He's some guy from Russia. He's a bitch. He's got blonde hair, and he just wants a bonus one day, guys. Dana, give me a bonus. That's all I want. How else I have to do it? Knock everybody out in less than a minute. I'm getting my less than a minute bonus on fantasy. Can you give me a bonus? Dana, now you fight long enough. You fought the fight long enough, we can't give you a performance of the night. The guy who fought obviously wasn't ready. He wasn't ready. You can't give that. What's that guy's name? Sergey Pavlovich. Good luck, Francis. Good luck any heavyweight. You don't want him. You don't want none of him. You don't. Hey, here we go. Number six is Pitbull. Patricio Ferrer. I gotta take a break because I gotta look this up. Okay, he's number six. He's fighting against Rizin against Kleiber Koike Herbst. The Rizin guy. But hold on, we gotta do something. Okay, I got it. The Nurmagomedov, he didn't beat this one. He beat the Ferrer that has 11 losses. Now 12 or something. My bad. Did not know. That guy was a world champ? That was a world champion? What the hell is going on here? Anyway, I don't know. But anyway, Patricky Pitbull is fighting. And he is ranked. You gotta give it to him. Gotta give it to him as top. He's good. He's good. Look what he's doing. We're going to give it to him. I was about to take it from him, but I cannot take it from him. I give it to him. It was his brother that got beat by the Nurmagomedov. Now, Patricio wants to act like he can come up that weight class, too. He's going to get beat by him, too. Just keep it down. We got AJ McKeese, one-on-one him, though. Him and AJ are 1-1, he got the last win on him, so it bumped him up to number 6, but he's somehow ahead of this guy, and so is Usman. Kamaru. Number 7 coming in is Leon, Smokey Jokey, Okey Bokey, Edwards, they call him Rocky. Rocky, but I only know one Rocky. That's Rocky Balboa. And he's number 1 in my books. All right. Leon, number 7 somehow. Pound for pound, telling you. Just telling you. Oh, here we go. Number 8, Davison Figueiredo. Hey, how about you make weight, Davison? How about you tell us what weight class you're going to be at? How about you do it? How about you do this, do that, do this, and do that? And how about you win that belt back against Brandon Moreno then? Please, do it. And then stay there. Or something, please, just then those two just call it a quit. Call it a night, and that's it. That's the last one. Even though it's your number 4, they're going to have number 5, probably. You can't just stop at even numbers, can we? All right, so next, that's it. Davison's number 8. We're going to go number 9. I don't know, Davison's ahead of Aljamain Sterling somehow. Davison Figueiredo, who can't make weight, doesn't fight anytime, wants to fight whenever he wants. He's 21-2-1. He's gonna come up and fight. He's gonna come up and be ranked ahead of the guy that's the world champ in that weight class. Plus, he's gonna be ahead of I think it's actually no, because he was supposed to fight that night. He showed up. Davison showed up to the fight after not fighting and telling us he didn't want to fight, and he was there when Moreno won the belt, so we don't know. Aljamain Sterling, number 9. Number 9. I think he's a higher. I think you're discrediting Aljamain Sterling. When's the last time he really actually lost? Because I know he was getting beat, but he still won that fight. And he hasn't lost a long time. He's 22-3, and now he's just dismantling all of you. He is. He's good. He's great. He's good. Number 10, we got Islam Makhachev. Interesting enough, he's number 10. Right now, I would probably say he should be ahead of Davison, definitely. He should definitely, maybe not Leon. Should be ahead of Patricio, maybe not. He should be ahead of Francis. Maybe not. He should be ahead of Israel, and he should be ahead of Kamaru. So, I'm just telling you. We'll find out. See, you think he's going to move to number 1? You're going to have to find the next number 1 then. Habib, this is not a smart tactic to move him against the number 1 pound for pound, because they're still not going to give it to him. I guarantee they still won't give him number 1 pound for pound. They're going to find a loophole in the thing and say he's not. Demetrius Johnson is. Dummies. We do that all the time. Demetrius moves to number 1. Islam moves to number 2, maybe. Maybe. We'll see how bad he wins. If you win it all. And if he doesn't, then obviously that guy stays number 1. Let's go to number 11. Here he is. We're going to move Alex Pereira at number 11, even though he just destroyed and dismantled this guy every time they've ever fought. But yeah, it's cool. It's cool. We'll put him at 11. Oh my God, Ryan Bader's ahead of everybody else and their mamas. Well, geez, how did this happen? He's number 12. He's the number 2 heavyweight you got. Is he at heavyweight? I think he moved. He's fighting Fedor. Fedor's coming back for the last Emperor of Emelianenko on February 4th, 2023. Fedor is coming back to knock Ryan Bader's face right off. Who's got 7 losses, but I believe like 5 of them have came in the UFC. But yet he's right ahead of all them. And now he's just stacked. Now he's stacked and jacked. I don't know what the hell's going on in Bellator. But that's him. Hey, here we go. Number 13, Charles Oliveira. and for standing up to anybody just not watch him get beat the hell out of him in one round? Was it one round or two rounds? It was either very rather quickly and he got his ass kicked and beat. So now you're going to still claim he's one of the top 15 pound pounds? Now you're crazy. Barely ahead of him is the guy who just did that to him? I don't know. Go ahead. Yep. That's pretty true. Hey, here we go. Number 14. Brandon Moreno. Okay. I can give him 14 or 15. Yuri Prochazka, number 15. 29-3, but he missed his last fight. He missed his last fight. He's hurt. He got hurt. How can you put a hurt guy in your pound for pounds? He's hurt. Injuries took him down. Come on, man. All right, honorable mentions, Robert Whittaker, Glover Teixeira, Stipe. Who does this stuff? Have you not even looked into shit? Have they put actually made it? They may actually did that. You guys need help? You're weird. You're wrong. I'm not going to do the top. I don't care. I'm just telling you what they did. Me personally, could give a shit about rankings. Okay, they don't matter. If you want to be the best, you're going to have to go beat the best. Why don't you just go fight all the best? But if you're actually like these guys that are the best, good luck getting a fight. You're not going to get one. Nobody wants to fight you. The only way you're going to have to get to fight these guys, you put them in a house, and you say, we're all fighting each other until we find out who the gosh darn best is. Every single freaking weight class will put you all in the gosh darn house for 3 months. Somebody come out the best, and we're going to pay you well for it. Trust me, we're going to pay you well. But you're going. You're in there. And if you lose, you can choose to stay or you can choose to go home. One or the other. Option for you. You don't have to stick around the whole time like most of the times you have to do in those shows. No, you can't. You're stuck in the house because we know you're going to run your mouth. You're going to go run your mouth and tell us what happened. You can't do that. You're out. You're stuck in this house. This whole thing's over. That's what happened. I don't know how they do it. But that's what I said. That's what I said. We're going to take a break and we'll come back with some of these. Because you heard those, right? You heard those. So we're going to come back and we're going to do the weight classes. This is kind of be obvious to you, right? All right, so here we're going to run down the flyweight rankings for the men's division right now. Should we do some women's? You didn't put any women in the pound for pound, so how can I pair and patch pitch that up? I can't do it. You didn't have no women. You didn't have an honorable mention. So maybe let them have pound for pound for the women. Let's see. Oh, they do have a women's pound for pound. They do have a women's pound for pound. So today we're going to do men's pound for pound. You said pound for pound, you know. You said pound for pound. What's the difference? Why don't you just put them all in one? You said pound for pound. Why does it have to be a different? Why? Ask MMA Junkie. They're good. They're obviously getting all the followers and everything else. They get to put out newsworthy stuff on USA Today. Not sure how that works, but it works. So here we go. Number one at the flyweight division is going to be Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson. Well, that makes sense. Number two, Davison. That makes sense. Gotta be. This all makes sense for them on this one. But number three, Brandon Moreno. Number four, I don't believe it. I don't know. Kai Carl Francis, still number four. I don't think he should be, but he is. I think Pantoja probably should jump that. She should. He should. He should. Oscar Rob, he's right there. He's number five. Alexandra Pantoja is number six. And then the number seven is Adriano Moraes. They got 2-1 guys in their top seven. Ooh, flyweights. I can't disagree. Brand number eight, Brandon Royville. I don't know. He's good. But didn't Matthias Nicolai just look really damn good in his last fight? Didn't he just look really damn good? Yeah, he looked pretty good. He's number nine coming in. And number 10, this guy, oh gosh, nobody wants to fight this guy. Good luck for him finding a fight. His name's Amir Albazi. You act like he's the number 10 ranked guy in the world. He could probably knock the crap out of Nikolai Royville. I don't never. I'm not gonna get. Him and, he should be right next to Pantoja and Askarov. Those are the guys he needs to be fighting next. These guys. Kai Car of France. Let's get a Kai Car of France and Amir Albazi fight coming on here. And let's get Muhammad Makhachev and a Brandon Royval fight. And we'll figure this out because Muhammad Makhachev's coming in next at number 11. Okay, good job. Manel Kopp. Oh, he looked too special his last fight, but he's number 12. And the guy who beats still number 13, David Dvorak, who looks like bullshit. He looks like bullshit garbage. I don't know how the hell he's number 12, 13. I don't know what the hell. Get him out of here. Alex Perez, don't ever watch him fight. Don't ever see him fight. Last time I saw him fight, he got submitted in the first round, didn't he? Oh, gosh, he's fighting Kopp next. Manel Kopp's gonna finally fight. Perez is finally gonna fight somebody. It's Manel Kopp. You guys are running Manel Kopp right up. Well, they did put him out in his first two fights. I think his first fight was against Pantoja. Alright, so that's that one. Rogerio Bontoran. Tiger Ulanbekov, who's looking really good, really good, really good. And Kimmy Kimpster Elliott still in these honorable mention rankings. Alright, so let's move on. Let's move on. What we got? Any questions on that one? Let me say this. This is what I'm going to say. The number one guy at LA Flyweights, all organizations, Demetrius Johnson. Number two, kiss my ass, Davis, and get the frick out of here. You ain't number two. Number two is Alexandra Pantoja. That's my guess. Number three, Matthias Nicolai, number three. Number four, Askar Askarov. Number five, Muhammad Makhachev. Number six, Amir Albazi. And do I want to go any further? Do I want to go any further? Do I want to go any further? And then maybe I'll go Moreno. Have I not even put Moreno in there yet? Have I not put Moreno in there yet? Yeah. Let's put Moreno at 5 and move the other ones up. Do whatever. We'll put Moreno at 5 because I don't think he's as good as the 4 in front of him, as you said. Because 3 of them are in the UFC and I don't think he can beat them, but yet he's the title champion. He's the title champion. But I tell you, he won't quit. He won't quit. He'll come at you. He'll give it to you. I love watching Brandon Moreno fight. I just think he's too nice. He can't be that nice. He's just too nice. He likes to laugh and smile, but then he's like, I'm a bad man. But he's good. He's a good fighter. Good, great fighter. So that's that. That's my pick on that. You can put Moreno in wherever you want there, and then let's put Davis and Figueredo in somewhere around there too, because we'll give it to him then. Just saying, that's my personal opinion. I don't like either of them, and I don't think either of them are the best guys in the weight class. But yet they're fighting for the fourth time. That's just my personal opinion. Who else are these guys fighting? They keep fighting each other. And then they will throw one in here every now and then. But Figueredo ain't fighting nobody else. He ain't coming out here fighting anybody else. He keeps fighting him. Here we go. Let's go to bantamweights. Did we see any bantamweights suck balls and got up here? Nope. Aljamain Sterling, number one. Like I said, he probably should be one of the top 3 pound for pounds, wouldn't you think? But no, apparently not. Mirab Devashalevi, which I agree with, that is a guy that Sean O'Malley don't want to mess with him. Even though I think Sean O'Malley is getting a title fight next. But I don't know if he does want to mess. He probably does want to mess with him. We don't know how good Sean O'Malley is around the ground area that much, okay? He held his own against Pierian. But Pierian likes to stay on his feet a lot. So I'm just saying, hey, you don't want to stay on your feet with Sean O'Malley, though. Good. See, Pierian's coming at 5. I will probably highly doubt we'll ever see him fight again. He's lost. He's lost. He's losing too many fights now. He's lost 3 fights in a row. He's done. Out. Somehow the retired TJ Dillashaw's coming in at 6. Did he retire after this came out? Probably. He said, they got me at 6. I'm retired. That's the last that the people are going to remember me. Corey Sandhagen, 7. All right, let's go top 10 here. Jose Aldo, he's retired. He's still in these. Wow, Aldo, these can't be that old. He got the losses on these guys. I don't know. It looks like he came out now. What's going on here? What's going on here? Ricky Simone, Rob Font. Don't know. Look up this Rufiano Stotts. Looks like he fights in Bellator. He's 1901. Chris Gutierrez, Dominic Cruz, Pedro Munoz. I got nothing. I got beefs with the only people in these. I got beefs with are the people that aren't fighting. They're no longer around. Cody Garbrandt, that's a big beef. He's still fighting, yet you still have him ranked. How about we throw Umar Nurmagomedov in there somewhere? You might want to throw him in there somewhere in your rankings. Jack Shore looks pretty good. Doesn't he? Doesn't he? Did he just lose, though? Yes, he did. He just lost. He just lost to Ricky Simone really bad. So, no, I got him out again. I was going to say that. Did they put that down? That was his first loss? Well, I just saying that Nurmagomedov should be in there, too. There's plenty of good people in 135. This is just weird out, and I'm just telling you what this place said. This is what this place said, and it's bullshit. It's bullshit. A lot of it is. A lot of it is, which rankings usually are. So, what's the difference? Here we go. Next fight. Class. Featherweights. I'm not going to tell you anything on that one because I don't know. Hey, you reloaded me. You reloaded and you rebloated. Why? Alexander Volkanovski, number 1. Max Holloway, still number 3. So, come on. Let's get him. Let's get it in. Let's get money in here. Arnold Allen. Max Holloway. I'm still looking for this guy. Or Ilya Topuria is behind. How did all of a sudden Mavzar Evloev have 7 losses? Anybody know this? That's not right. I don't think that guy's ever lost, but okay. Apparently he's lost 7 times now. His name's Mavzar Evloev. He did lose the last fight because he made Bryce Mitchell have to go fight Ilya Topuria. Thank you, Mavzar Evloev. Thanks for dropping me and making me have to fight Ilya. There's no fun for nobody. Bryce is still up there. See, they had to have done these. I don't know who did these. You just throwing names in? What the hell? Scratch, bash, match. Get out of here, dude. I can't even look at this anymore. Chan Sung Jung still in here, 13. Dan Ige. What the hell's wrong with these people? We got Lerone Murphy in here. He's all right. Brennan Rockman came to get in your top 15, but he's a world champ. There's a Movlid Kayababayla I love. He's good to go. That's the dude I think beat Brennan last year. By split. I don't know how Brennan Lockney's not above Giga, Chan, maybe not Bryce. I might have put him above Bryce. I put him at 13. I don't get this. Let's redo this one because this is weird. I'm going to tell you right now. I like AJ McKee. And I like Pitbull, but we're going to take him out because we're going to do a UFC one here. Alexander Volke. Not going Max number 2. I'm going Josh Emmett number 2. Going Max number 3. I'm going Yair number 4. I'm going Arnold number 5. Because there's the guy make it a little bit better. Who wants to go number 6? Ilya Topuria, number 6. I tell you right now, he's number 6. Get out of my dodge. KR is hurt. He's hurt, so I don't know. We'll put him at 7 because he's still good. He'll probably come back as soon as he can. Did I put Arnold Allen yet? Yes. told you I'm taking those guys out. Mavza Evlev, I'm pretty sure he's undefeated, but this is weird. He's 17-7, apparently. So I gotta just be question marked. And then the rest of them, I don't give a shit. So I'm gonna give a shit, because I don't know what's going on. Brandon Lockton should be ahead of a lot of these guys. So go ahead, do that one. That's it. That's that one. That's that weight class. Next weight class. Next weight class. Lightweight. 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 Who is it? Who is number one? Islam Makhachev. Islam Makhachev. Islam Makhachev. He's number one. Somehow Charlie Oliveira is number two still. Justin Poirier is number three. Dustin Poirier is not getting a title fight here, but he should get the next title fight. I watched that fight against Michael Chandler. That was a freaking fight of the year. That fight was so good. It was so awesome. He took a freaking fish hook to the nose, to the mouth, and he still didn't get choked out. And then at the end of the fight, he told the referee, you can go suck it, and he told Chandler, he could suck it, but then he came back and told Chandler, I'm sorry, Chandler. And the referee was sitting there waiting for his, hey, I'm sorry, and he never said sorry to the referee. Dan Murgiata, I think. And Murgiata just walked off and laughed. Okay, he's not going to still apologize to me. No, I'm not going to apologize to you. You let the guy fish hook me. He almost choked me out in a legal move. You didn't do nothing about it. And I'm guessing, I'm and Chandler got too fancy and flippy in the third round. I reversed and swept the guy by, and got behind him, choked him out. Choked him out, because I know jiu-jitsu, which is it was a rear naked choke. We'll give it to you. It was a nice figure four around the waist. We'll give that to you. But we're not going to go around here saying you're the best jiu-jitsu guy in the world yet. But I'll tell you, boxing skills are pretty good. Boxing skills are pretty good. He missed a left. He missed a left here against Chandler. And he looked at Chandler. And when he points at you, that means bad things are going to happen. Because it's when he does it, and he knocks in your face. Because he just missed a clip on him, and he did that against Connor, and he pointed at him right when he just missed something, and then a little bit later, he got him with it, and put him down, and put him out. I'm telling you, Dustin's that good of a striker. He knows when these things are happening, he knows when he missed, he knows when he got it, and he's going to get it. As long as it's not the last round that it happens. I like him. I like Dustin. I like the fact he didn't take that bait for the Diaz, and he stuck around 155 and kept his weight there, and he's coming for another shot at a title. At least he can get one more shot at a title. That's what I really wanted from the guy. I love watching the guy fight, and he's real. He's a real man out there. He beats a guy, and then he wants to beat him again and the referee because they're scumbags, he said. Not really. I don't think he said it. He apologized to Michael Chandler for. But he still thinks that referee might be one. You guys know each other. I don't know. He got pushed out of the way before he could figure out what he actually was going to say. But I think he was going to say that these guys eat lunch together at least once or twice a week. Something like that. I don't know what's up with it. Don't know what's up. Don't know the whole story. But he was going to say something about these guys being the best pals at lunchtime sometimes. Just gonna say it. Just gonna say it. He's gonna say something. Look out for it. Anyway, we got, well, I don't know. Beneil, Justin. What's up with Rafael Fazeev? He keeps switching his flags, too. Where's he really from now? We don't know, man. He's running from something. We don't know anything about this, but this Fazeev, he's running around, in or out. Now he's changing flags. He's got something going on. But what he does, what he does have, like, really going on in this sport is he's a badass motherfucker, and he can kick your ass whenever he wants, whenever he can get in the octagon. Grant Dawson coming in at 8, I like that. Michael Chandler still sticking around, love him fighting. How can you not like a Michael Chandler fight? He'll do anything he has to do to win a fight, and he's still souping people on the heads. Except I think he's not on steroids anymore. I gotta give it to you. I think he's off him now. Because look, you see his body, his stomach's starting to get bloated. His stomach is starting to get bloated. Mikey, Mike, can you get down to 145 then? Cut the muscle tone out and try doing something else now. Let's do it. Let's do it, Mikey, Mike. Let's do it. Keep it going. Go down there and start rocking some of these guys out in one round. Woo, wee, wah. Mark Madsen coming in at number 10. He's an old man, but he's an Olympic guy. Looks like UFC's over in Iowa. If they can get old men like Mark Madsen in there to kick ass, why don't you go find Brett Metcalf and say, Brett Metcalf, learn how to fight. We got time. What are you, 36, 35? But you've been doing that. This whole, you've been training and doing all this stuff, trying to get to the Olympics. You're fired. You're fired. We'll put you right on the coast to the freaking top. We're going to Iowa. We're going to start looking at all these people. I think he might be at Iowa State coaching. I don't know where he's helping coach somebody. But I'm just telling ya, if you got Mark Madsen running around here still at this age thinking he's so great, this guy was said by Jordan Burroughs on a thing, the scariest man he ever wrestled, where he just deliberately left weight class because he did not want to wrestle him anymore because the guy would do what it took to win was Brett Metcalf. He was all over me. He was mean, he was vicious, he was ferocious, and he was all over you. And he didn't give a shit. And he would even say, I'll choke you, I'll hit you. He'll do it all. He'll do it all. He'll lose a match against Darian Caldwell and still slam Darian Caldwell on his head. Who's Darian Caldwell? I don't know. I think he was world champ once in fighting. Get a hold of this man before it's too late. He ain't got no damage on him yet. He probably don't want to fight. We don't know. We don't know, but he sure would have it in him to fight. Let's get off of this one. Gregor Gillespie's still ranked, by the way. Tony Ferguson's still ranked, by the way. And that guy, I don't remember. Some guy with a green, white, and orange flag, he's still ranked. He's still ranked. Who is he? I can't picture him. Sean O'Malley? He looks kind of like Sean O'Malley with that tattoo. Yeah, can't even say his name. I don't know how to pronounce his name or anything. I think he looks Irish. Is he fighting? I don't know. Let's see who he's fought. Let's see how he's done. This guy, he's up there. He looks scary. He looks scary. Oh, okay. He lost by a TKO to Dustin Poirier, and then he lost by a TKO to Dustin Poirier, and then he lost by a submission rear naked choke to Habib. He fought Floyd Mayweather and lost by a KO. Well, is that what happened? Is that what happened to the guy? Yeah, but I think that's what happened. I think that's what happened. 1, 2, 3, 4. So he's 1-4 in his last few fights. Yep, that guy. Yep, get him in. Get him in. Whoever this guy is, I don't know his name. Can't get it. Can't get it right. He looked like he might have been good at one time, though. All right, next one. Next one. Coming up. Welterweight. Who we got? Leon Edwards number. How's that possible? Hey, Leon Edwards is ranked number one at welterweight. Even though Kamaru Usman's ranked number two in pound for pound, right behind Alexander Volkanovski. How's that possible? Why? I guess so. Anything can happen in this world. Leon Edwards, number one. Kamaru Usman, number two. Kobe Covington, number three. Bilal Muhammad, number four. We got this Yaroslav Amosov, but he's from Ukraine, so I'm not really sure. He's 26-0. I'm pretty sure this guy's a badass. Okay, he's from Bellator. I'm not claiming they're not badasses, but the ones that come over that we don't know anything about, they seem like they might have been fooling us. I've seen it. Like, this guy, what's going on here? Hamzat Chimaev, number six. Well, we'll see. Nobody wants to fight him. I'm sure Yaroslav Amosov would fight you, but he's in Bellator. Bilal ain't fighting you. Kobe said he's fighting you. Gilbert moved to 7. Yep, Stephen Thompson. It looks like we got Jeff Neal and Shavkat Rachmanov coming up. After that, we can make that weight class go and move. Because Shavkat Rachmanov, who's only got one thing, and one thing that might be bad, he doesn't have that, there's a killer instinct some people need to have in there when you get in the grind. And I just think he's just always calm, collective, and no nerves all the time, all the way through. But if when he gets into a fight that might push him to a little bit farther than he wanted to push, that might be when we see how good of a fighter he is. Because there's going to be a guy. I don't think it's going to be Jeff Neal. But there's going to be a guy that he's going to have to fight. That's going to push him to that level. And that's when we find out how good Shavkat Rachmanov is. But if you go to my opinion, number one right now, obviously, would have to be the champ, Leon. Number two, nope, I'm not giving you credit anymore. Number two, I'm going Hamzat Chimaev. Number three, I'm going Shavkat Rachmanov. And then number four, I'm going to go Colby Covington. And number five, I'm going to go Bilal Muhammad. Number six, Gilbert Burns. And then on from there. And on from there. And on from there. That's about it. That's that one. Hey, Michael Venom Page is an honorable mention. Did Michael Venom Page is in your honorable mention? Then how the hell, where's the bare knuckle boxer then? Where's the bare knuckle fighting championship guy then? Because he kicked his ass all over. He got his ass kicked too, but he gave it back. What's his name? Platinum. Platinum Mike Perry just beat him. Where's he at? They're not going to count that as a fight for an MMA fight either. Wow, because they don't do takedowns. They don't do takedowns, and Venom Page must be a wrestler. I don't know. Looks like he was getting bare knuckle faced, and I think he got dropped in the overtime. I think he stopped in overtime. Said, "Oh, I'm done, man." Which is a good thing to do. Why don't we start doing overtimes? You want to come here and get draws? There ain't no draws. We tied here. We got a 5-minute overtime match. Winner of that round wins the freaking fight. You drawed me. We're going into the freaking overtime. You guys suck it up and go. That's what they do in every other sport. They overtime it. Overtime, buddy. You sign up for 5 rounds. Well, no. Now you sign up for this because this guy and you are even, Steven. And we're going to figure it out right now, right here, today. And the audience of fans are going to pick it out. No, the referee's going to, I don't know. Somebody else is. Because I don't trust those judges. All right, this is a show. It's a 40-minute show. It's a good show. We're going to go middleweight. You want to do it? Okay. I don't give a shit anymore. Alex Pereira, obviously now I do. What the hell? How is Alex Pereira ranked number one at this weight class if Israel Adesanya is ranked above him in the top pound for pound? It just doesn't make sense, man. Does not make sense. Be honest and be real. Tell us what you really think. Put him at number one so you're not number one, Alex Pereira. Even though you beat the guy 3 times, it's 3-0 against him, he's number one. Whitaker, Cannonier, Vettori, Brunson, the few good men here. There's a Johnny Eblen who's 12-0 over Bellator. Check him out. Find him out. Look him up. Sean Boy. I don't know. Look how ripped he is in that fight. That was when Luke Rockhold was around. That was probably when he was fighting that. I don't know, man. Andre Munoz, people like this guy. He's fighting Brendan Allen Allen. That's going to be a good one. We're going to find out how good Andre Munoz is in that fight. I really like the way Brendan Allen fought his last fight. I really do. Hey, Chris Curtis is getting some love here. It's an honorable mention. Ryan Airday Ritter, look him up. He's in one. It looks like he's from somewhere with red, white, and blue. But it's not the United States. I don't think that's Russia either. It's somewhere. Maybe it is. Who knows? Who knows these things? We'll never know these things. Let's move on. I got nothing to say about this weight class because I'm already confused. I am already confused. You already too confused. What else we got? We got light heavyweight. Well, who's gonna be here? Yuri Prochazka, number one. Glover Teixeira is ahead of him in the pound for pound as well, I think. Right? No, he was honorable mention. He's fighting for the belt, though. Yuri's number one. Jan Blachowicz just stays at three because of that. Magomed Ankalaev's number four. There's a Vadim Nemkov. He's good. He's a killer. He's a killer thriller, Mugilla. He's going to be fighting Yoel Romero here pretty soon. That's Bellator. Corey Anderson. Let me check this out. Corey Anderson. What's up with this? Yeah, that's what I thought. Corey Anderson could not even win in the... Look at this. He lost by a knockout, but that was a Jan Blachowicz. And then he left. And then he's been on a big thing. He's only lost by a no contest doctor stoppage to Vadim Nemkov, and then he lost a decision to him 48-47. I like Corey Anderson. I like him. But Ovince St. Preux knocked him out in 2017, which is a long time ago. Remember Jimmy Manoa? He knocked him out too. Mauricio beat him by split, but that was 16. This is going too far back. But Corey Anderson looking pretty good. He's 16-6. I like him. We'll see what he does. He's got Vadim Nemkov, and he almost beat him last time. So how good is Vadim Nemkov? If Corey Anderson couldn't even get it done in the UFC, how good is your man? How good is your boy? We'll find out. Jamal Hill going for a belt. Like it. But I don't think I should just jump him right up above Alexander Rockhage and stuff, who basically got hurt, and he's out. The fight didn't go anywhere. You thought he was number two then, and now he's number eight because he got hurt? I don't get this. He's got to be coming back pretty soon, I would think. Ryan Spann, he's fighting Nikita. Oh, yeah, you really got him moved up there, didn't you? He's got to fight Nikita Krylov now, who I think just lost a fight, didn't he? You guys are really matchmaking this stuff up, aren't you? Nope, he won. He beat Volkan Ozdemir, that's right. But Volkan was giving it to him. You're in trouble, buddy. Ryan Spann's going to hit this dude and put him to sleep. It's going to have to happen, because if a Volkan can hit, I get that, I got that, know it, I seen it. But so can Krylov, can Spann take the punch? Spann's going to have to be really ready. It's going to be a big test for him, actually. I like that matchup now that I'm looking at it, because Krylov has been winning. Another Ukrainian stud. Dominic Reyes, I don't know, you're done, he's out. Paul Craigie, oh, yeah, baby, he's fighting Gianni John Walker. Look at all these guys that Paul Craig has beaten in his life. Let's grow the hair out, Paul. Grow it out and become Mel Gibson from that movie. Freedom movie. What do they call him? They call him good. He lost to Ozdemir by unanimous, but he beat Krylov by submission triangle. He beat Jamal Hill by TKO by strikes. He beat Mauricio. If you wouldn't have lost to Volkan, you'd probably be fighting for the belt right now, Paul Craig. What'd you just do? I said he was going to lose that fight. Oh, not me, but, you know, Bigfoot did. There's this guy, Gaji Armarad, on Tegulov. I don't know. Submission choke. Is that the dude that's fighting somewhere else now? Nope. Not him. There is a Godzi from somewhere that's pretty good. He's fighting this weekend, I think. But Paul Craig, man, get it together here. 2019, he is basically only lost to Volkan Ozdemir, but he's beating the guy who's fighting for the world title right now by a TKO strikes. I'm just saying. Paul. Keep it together, Paul Craig. Your shot might be coming. He's coming. Who's he got next? Does it say? Johnny Walker. Just don't get in a stand fest with Johnny Walker and get him down on the ground. And then if you do the stand fest, elbow him in the temple. Hook him in the temple. Or just choke him to death. One or the other. He's big enough to get him down. Vulcan's number 14, and Beta is the Beta Man. Beta Vader. Phil Davis is still around. Oh my god, he's the most boringest fighter there ever been. Phil Davis is the most boringest fighter I've ever seen in my life. Yet he's got 24 wins and he's in Bellator and he's still in honorable mentions. He dances and prances and rances around there. He's from Penn State Wrestler though. He's pretty good. Wrestling. And heavyweight. Francis Ngannou, Sergey Pavlovich, number 3. Like I said, he's number 3. He's coming for your guns, buddy. He wants to find a world title. Who's a world champion this week? Because we don't have one. We don't care. Nobody. We're not going to even put an interim out. We don't even care. Nobody's a champ. We got no champ. We got no champ. We don't even know when he's coming back. We don't even have him signed, but we still got no champ. No champs. We don't care. So we're all gone. Surreal Gon, Sergey Pavlovich, something's going to happen, something sometime. None of these fights were even set up. Oh, well, that's a lie. That's a lie. Didn't they just fight? Oh, God, Derek, you're going to get in trouble here. They did just fight on the 27th. This can't be right. I don't know what's going on. You're claiming these two are going to fight again. This whole show and jacked up and macked up and backed up. Don't listen to anything I just say because I think this is all fake, all fraud, and all fraudulent. Because they are claiming, he's fighting Sergey Spivak again. My bad. I saw the name Sergey and I just assumed it was Sergey Pavlovich. I was like, he just fought him. He got killed by him. He got murdered by him. But he's fighting Sergey Spivak, who's probably going to do the same thing. Don't want to fight that polar bear. He's a bass, mammy and jamma. Let's see where he's at. The fight, last fight got canceled that date of the fight. Tom Aspinall will be returning soon, hopefully. Marcin Tybura got a good win over Romanov. Not really. It was a lie. And that should have been a draw. But they don't do those. Romanov's 11. I like him. Look out for this guy, Romanov, when he starts getting together. Sergey Spivak's number 14. He's coming in. Bader's 13 at heavyweight. That's what's going on. He doesn't fight light heavyweight anymore because he can't win. So there it is. Junior Dos Santos, I don't think he fights anymore. I don't know what's going on, but he's number 15. That's a show. That's a great show. Oh, wait. Yeah, we're going to come up with this Bellator bullshit, I guess, right? Some Bellator bullshit news. News. Schedule. News it. News it. Rizin versus Bellator. We got this card up right now. We got AJ McKee main eventing it. Roberto de Souza. Oh, he looks good. He looks trim and ripped, and he's got fire flames coming up his shorts. Whoa, pretty cool. They're white, though. AJ McKee, I'm telling you, he's good. He got all the wrestling skills and all the fighting skills and all the striking skills. He's got everything. He's 18-1 against a 12-1 Roberto de Souza. All right, Kleiber, click a Google backing Herbst versus Patricio Ferreira. Is that for a belt? No belt. Not belt. This is organization versus organization. And I don't know, Kleiber, click like Herbst is. Kiyoachi or Higachiguchi versus Hiromi Sia. See, I'm already lost. You already lost me. There's a Gadzi Ramadamov versus the Koji Takeda. And the Sutual Chim Kim 00 versus the Juan Archuleta. Gonna be fun, gonna be fun, gonna be fun. It's gonna be a weekend. War Fest before New Year's. Have a good one. Take care. Enjoy it.